for them because they don't like treat it as their own home. They kind of abuse it. It's a lot easier to justify like some pretty like sketchy scenarios or a little less unsavory folks. You're like, oh well, I mean, if this is a profit venture, I need to be trying to make a profit rather than just offsetting the cost like it was kind of meant to be. And so, a little background on us: we own this the left hand one. The right hand is my dad's brother. His family has that, but the left hand one, my grandparents, my brother and I, and then my parents all chipped in together to get. And so it's kind of been the past year just a nice little rendezvous for us. Because my brother and I live in Texas. We share a house we got together there. And then my parents are up in Pleasant Hill, Missouri, so another like pretty small town. That's where we grew up, so I understand like just kind of the dynamics of having like, I mean, granted, Pleasant Hill is not very scenic though, so we didn't have too many tourist attractions there. So I mean, we all chip in on it together. We each pay like proportionally each month just to cover costs. And I realize this is the last round that this is like open for debate, even to have like a conditional nightly use. We figured it'd be better to try and have that option. It definitely would not be the primary MO. It's just, I mean, with costs rising every which way, you might as well try to find some places where you might be able to kind of offset some of those a little bit. And background on us, background on the property. I mean, we've had it for a year. We had Thanksgiving there, just plenty of just random weekends. And then it's decorated almost exclusively with, like, our just family, like, I wouldn't say heirlooms. We don't have anything that nice. But, like, our grandma has, like, a cross stitch on the wall. We got the mounted trout that my brother and I caught at Roaring River when we were kids up on the wall. And then my granddad's, like, rod and reel across it. And then the last thing, my parents have our, like, childhood beds up in the top in the loft because they were holding on to those for their grandkids, so no pressure on my brother and I, right? But it's full of our family items. Like it's a place we care about. It's really special to us. Brought that cute gal with me this weekend to show around. But so it's a place that we want to like take care of. It's not something we take lightly, bringing like strangers into our home. Just to give my brother and I down at the house we share in Texas, we actually have an extra bedroom. It's a 3-bedroom house. We've been going to Airbnb for just the private bedroom. And we've had good luck with that. Just you can kind of pick and choose. You have like a full background. You can see like people's reviews on them. We never accept anyone who doesn't have like a prior stay or like 5 stars because it's just not worth it taking on that risk. It's not worth it to like your home, like your stuff. With that, they're like living just 10 feet away from us too. And then with this, it would be even more careful because my brother and I, we don't have any nice stuff. We don't have any like meaningful family stuff. But I mean, we've had good luck with that. We've had like 16 people stay with us for varying amounts of time. They've all been real nice because you can just kind of see what they've done in the past. If you have people to vouch for them, you have like a lot of things in place to keep track of it and do it the right way. But with this place, there's like cameras on the front and then the back, so we'd be able to keep track and make sure there's only 2 cars, and we'll ask like make and model, make sure it's only those cars. They don't have people showing up. There's no street parking, so they wouldn't be able to block or like cause issue. On that map, you see those like kind of brown houses on the left above it. Those are like condos that are getting built out sitting over top of it. So it's not quite as residential as some of these. I understand like the I definitely understand like you don't want a bunch of rigmarole or just people coming in and just causing a scene. We don't want that either. And we wouldn't have any like property manager or anything. We're not gonna like, this is the only place we have besides like our houses that we live in, and we still like the vast majority would be us, like our family going to visit. With that, we have like an approval letter from the people. Besides our uncle, well, hopefully he does. Yeah, I'm just kidding. He's okay with it. He'd keep a close eye on it. And then the neighbors directly, I guess, north of us and south of us, we have approval letters from them, just to make sure we're okay on that front. And then I think we did the septic inspection. There's fire extinguisher, smoke alarms, And then, let's see, I'm going to make sure I don't try to cover everything. And then we have, like, two local contacts as representatives. That way, if anything did come down and we're, like, a little bit of a drive away, it could get addressed right away and make sure that there isn't anything out of the ordinary on there. But, I mean, with that, yeah, I mean, with that being said, I think that's it for the time being. So.
All right. Do we have anybody that's signed up to speak for or against this application? You want to come on up?
I'm Alan Snyder, living in Williams Landing, 162 Longshore. Don't know what I want to speak against. They're nice people. We walk by their house every day. But we are, as Williams Landing, we can't have nightly rentals. In our, we're just to the north right there, that whole subdivision, and the province is down to the south. This area down here is all residential. There's no nightly rentals allowed in there. And a lot of us have moved in there in the last year or two, and so we do understand that there are already some nightly rentals there. Unfortunately, none of us could do anything about it. And we have access issues, as you all are well aware of that road. It floods out at about 925, 926. So they're not, looking at, they're in the high spot, so but the two low spots, you can't get trapped in there when the floods come up. The road is narrow through there, relatively narrow. We've already had issues with construction trucks in there blocking the road, and we can't get by one way or the other. We've had trucks running into the road. And we're concerned of every one of these that we let. It is zoned all residential through there, and we're just concerned that, as we found out, obviously we're part of the fight against the one up on top of the hill. And the more we allow in, then they just come in more and more. So, as well, I think they're great people and they're nice people. It's, you know, it just goes from one to the next guy and the next guy. And we're hearing rumors the ones on the other side of the road are starting to think about, we want to be nightly rentals. So if we let one in, how do we let the rest of them in? And that's just, I think it's my third meeting in a row now. I've been here fighting nightly rentals, and we didn't move into, I would never bought the house if I'd known I was going to be anywhere near a nightly rental. I didn't even understood the what it was, but I didn't understand that they're even in this area really until we got it moved in, and shame on me for not doing my due diligence. But it's quiet, it's beautiful down in there. We want to keep it that way, obviously. So I'm speaking on behalf of all of Williams Landing. I'm unfortunately, I drew the short straw because I think we all got tired of coming to these meetings. So I got I was the one that drove the 45 minutes over to speak our piece. And we understand they are nice people. We enjoy them. We walk by them. But at the same time, it's just one more night. It's just one more night in the rental that we just can't stomach. So thanks for your time.
All right. Appreciate it. Anyone else? Trevor, you want to come back up?
Herb.
Okay. Well, it just says representative is Trevor.
Oh, yeah. No,
brother Josh came instead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other brother.
No, I understand. But also, kind of bearing that in mind, the kind of the snowball effect of, like, kind of the risk of having, like, more folks come in after us and try to, like, point to it as precedent. It sounds like this is the last time this will ever be, like, up for discussion. And so we wanted to make sure that we had the opportunity to do this the right way. And, I mean, it would just help us. And, like, yeah, it's only as far as, like, I don't know. It is what it is. I understand. Like, it's kind of an uphill battle. But I mean, my brother and I studied accounting. Like, both my parents are in insurance. We're pretty, like, conservative, like, low risk takers, as it. We're not going to be ever gambling on someone who stays there. More than anything, it'd probably be, like, my mom's, like, church friends, or, like, if you see someone who has, like, a good, like, long track record of doing things the right way. And I mean, yeah, no, I get that, though. It is, yeah, it's a slippery slope, but, I mean, I'm not a skier. I'm not athletic enough for it, but slippery slope, sounds like the hill is about to be, like, turned off, so I don't know. Maybe if we can slide just one last one in there, it would be really appreciated. So, yeah.
Doesn't hurt to ask. Doesn't hurt to ask. That's for sure. Okay, any questions for the applicant? Comments? Discussion amongst ourselves? I mean, the discussion's pretty much been the same for the past few.
I have one thing that concerns me on this thing, and that's a shared septic system. That really bothers me. They will put an additional load, perhaps small, but I mean, you don't know what goes on, and I worry about two different owners on the same septic system just don't seem like a good environment.
Any other comments?
Gotcha. Oh. Real quick, yeah, I don't mean to interrupt, but I think they did, like the, I got his card here somewhere. But
yeah, it's we've got a letter.
Okay,
for that.
Cool. Yeah, just try to, we make sure we try not to get anyone up there who's too full of it. Yeah, that might put strain on that system, you know.
Yeah.
But
maybe I worry too much.
No, I understand. I understand.
And you're close to the lake.
Yeah.
They're all family now, both of them, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Maybe it wouldn't always be that way, right?
Well,
always
it should be. I don't think they're going anywhere. We plan on holding on to it for the long haul because I mean that's kind of a good part way for us, and so yeah, hopefully if gas doesn't get any more pricey, we can make that trip more often, you know.
Any other comments, questions? Someone ready to make a motion or against?
I think what they're trying to do is commendable. I believe it. There again, I would also agree with the other gentleman. We would be setting precedents.
Got a motion to deny. Do we have a second to that?
I have a second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of denial of the application, raise your hand and say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So
appreciate it, sir.
Did you get the count? And did you hear about the appeals process and all that? You can get with Scott's office.
So I didn't hear a reason of why. I mean, it can't set a precedence because we can't accept applications in that area. But the reason that you denied
is the compatible. Basically, number four, right?
Yep. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. All right. So next we've got 203 South Fork. Then after that, we actually have a conditional use permit that is not a nightly rental application.
So 203 South Fork, Noah Prelo is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use in an existing four-bedroom single-family home located at 203 South Fork, Branson. Per the Taney County's assessor's information, the 1993 four-bedroom home is located on Lot 47, Block 1, Lakeshore Drive Estate. Property is served by Public Water District Number 2 for water and Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. So again, our staff recommendations, four-bedroom home, occupancy limit would be 10. For 10, we would need a total of 5 parking spaces. It's on sewer, so the wastewater recommendation is left out. So Lakeshore Drive, to right on South Fork, and I've got the house parcel highlighted somewhat at the junction of North Fork and South Fork.